listen to the women, hear our voices, study our lives and trust our choices. Sit with a woman as she labors to give birth. Take her hand and promise her you'll work her life on earth. And we'll listen to the women for a change. Listen to the women for a change. Listen to the women, hear our voices, study our lives and trust our choices. Listen to each woman as she tells of pain and hurt. Help her every way you can to work for peace on earth. And we'll listen to the women for a change. Listen to the women for a change.
That was Listen to the Women for a Change by Betty McFarland, sung by the late, great Yvonne Simmons and the very much still alive and kicking Mary Rose, the Portland folk duo Simmons-Rose.
On September 25th, friends and chosen family gathered to honor the wild, courageous, unbelievably creative life of Yvonne Simmons.
A teenage runaway and London street kid, Yvonne would go on to become a folk singer and international peace activist
with the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, Women in Black, and the Clothesline Project.
And she was a founding member of Portland Peace and Justice Works, Portland Cop Watch.
Yvonne died on July 2nd following a nearly decades-long struggle with dementia. In this segment, I reprised the eulogy I gave for Yvonne on the 25th, and we hear audio excerpts from the memorial from Yvonne's longtime friend and collaborator, Dan Handelman, and audio of Yvonne from interviews with or produced by the Flying Focus Video Collective. There's a poem by Mary Oliver called The Summer's Day that seems a fitting memorial to Yvonne. I don't know what a prayer is. I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel into the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I've been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done?
Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Yvonne definitely knew how to fall down into the grass.
One of her favorite songs was, I Am a Wild Woman. And for Yvonne, that was her credo, her article of faith. And living her life like it was wild and singular, wild and precious, was something she excelled at. Her incredible spontaneity, her penchant for interrupting conversations with songs, her playfulness were qualities that could not be beaten out of her, though people tried to do just that at times, both literally and figuratively.
Yvonne was a survivor.
But she was so, so much more. She was a role model, mentor, surrogate mother, and deeply loyal friend to so many. She was an artist, and life was the medium at which she most excelled, but she also made jewelry and was a gifted fiber artist. Yvonne understood very personally the links between war and violence against women. She was a comedian, a world traveler, a videographer and producer with Flying Focus Video Collective. She was a founding member of Portland Peace and Justice Works Portland Cop Watch. She was a counselor and ordained mail order minister who presided over the marriages of dear friends, but also the occasional canine couple.
Yvonne loved a good dog wedding. I love life was Yvonne's often spoken mantra, and that love was hard fought for. Yvonne was born in 1946,
when bombed-out buildings were still very much part of the landscape of London where Yvonne grew up. She often spoke of how she grew up playing in those bombed-out buildings, how as a small child she accompanied her mother to aid agencies when they had no food, and she talked about how her very loving mother had been forced for a time to place her and her sister at a church-run children's home, where 7-year-old Yvonne had to fend off a pedophile minister,
leaving her with a lifelong aversion to organized religion. Yvonne was all of about 13 years old when she ran away from home, fleeing sexual abuse, an experience she frequently recounted as if each repetition might somehow exercise the memory.
Yvonne eventually settled in the Italian resort town of Fregene, about 30 miles from Rome, where she sang in a piano bar and was often accompanied by her howling dog, Blacchino. The bar was frequented by Fellini and other luminaries of the international film scene. Yvonne would go on to hitchhike across the Middle East and crew a sailboat across the Atlantic, accompanied, of course, by her navigator, Blacchino. Yvonne arrived in Portland in the 1970s, where she married David Losh and formed an indelible friendship with her mother-in-law, Pat Hollingsworth. Yvonne and Pat became inseparable, and it was Pat who introduced Yvonne to the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. The two would organize together for decades. Working to end war and violence against women was an animating drive in Yvonne's life. Here's an excerpt of Yvonne and Mary Rose singing Peggy Seeger's song, The B-Side, which imagines a world in which men are routinely menaced by women in the same way that women are by men.
There's something I've always wanted to say to you men. How would you like to hear this warning again and again? Look out, beware, take care, be careful whatever you do. Watch every step you take, or something could happen to you. Suppose that boys were made of sugar and spice, and girls were snails and puppy dogs' tails, and nothing that's nice. They'd turn into women whose needs would be terribly hard to control. Then you'd have to dress and behave like prisoners out on parole. Men, watch out, there's dangerous women about. Boys, beware, there's violent females everywhere.
Yvonne would go on to produce some 25 videos for the Flying Focus Video Collective, videos that focused variously on militarism, poverty, and violence against women. Yvonne attended and documented international women's conferences. She organized against both the First and Second Gulf Wars, helping to organize some of the largest peace demonstrations in Portland's history. If Yvonne was sometimes on the stage and at the mic, even more frequently, she'd be there at the crack of dawn helping to set up the stage, the canopies, and the tables. Yvonne's commitment to ending war and violence against women led her to risk her life to bring aid to women and children under siege in Sarajevo in the 1990s, where many of the women that she worked with had survived horrific sexual violence. Yvonne was honored for that work when she was named Woman of the Year by the Oregonian. When she was medically evacuated during her final trip there, she suffered brain damage as a result of a medical procedure gone wrong. If her brain injury, called central pontine myelinosis, was a condition that people rarely recovered from, the same woman who dodged snipers and mortars in Sarajevo somehow survived and over the course of several months learned to walk and talk again. Yvonne's animating passion to end war and violence against women would lead her to bring the National Clothesline Project to Portland, where it was hosted by PSU's Women's Studies Department, and where Yvonne could be found on the park blocks holding down a table where survivors of abuse decorated T-shirts that witnessed to their abuse, their anger, grief, and resilience. That same animating commitment led Yvonne to create and host a camp in Northeast Portland where arts-based activities emphasized to the kids that hands are not for hurting. Yvonne was a perennial presence also at Pioneer Courthouse Square, standing vigil with women in black, and she was active also with Code Pink. Though Yvonne had no biological children, she helped many friends raise children and was a life-changing mentor to many, including myself and Dan Handelman, who also eulogized Yvonne at the memorial. Here's Dan Handelman talking about Yvonne Simmons.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Dan Handelman. I am a member of a group, Peace and Justice Works, and I was there with Yvonne when we started this group in 1992. I met Yvonne in 1991 during the so-called Gulf War, and she was walking at the peace marches with her dog, Mischief, who was wearing a T-shirt that said Peace Dog on it. In her later years, Yvonne developed dementia, and she was under the care of Emerson House. It was very, very kind to her. And the benefit of her having a memory loss is that I got to remind her a bunch of stories of her life, kind of some of which Desiree's touched on already, that made it so that I had to tell her these stories over and over again. So now you get to hear the same thing I would tell Yvonne every time I went to visit her to remind her about her life. And I think Desiree might have mentioned that at one point Yvonne sailed across the Atlantic, and she also, at that piano bar in Italy, Yvonne told me that she had engaged in she called a reverse striptease. She would put more clothes on every time the music changed up. So I thought that was hilarious. Very keeping with Yvonne's sense of humor. I reminded her how she would help women and children in other countries. She went to Yugoslavia, I think, 7 times, and then and to Peru. She helped children in poverty there who lived in a garbage dump. And she brought video back from those trips, some of which we used at Flying Focus. Desiree kind of briefly also mentioned one of Yvonne's amazing abilities is that she could walk down Sniper Alley and dodge the bullets. And you know, even when she got this brain injury, the central pontine myelinosis, she was able to recover when the doctor said that nobody recovers from that. She just had this amazing, you know, like Energizer Bunny kept going no matter what. And the peace camps that Desiree talked about, not only did she do them here, she also taught kids in other countries, and she learned to sing songs in other languages. Part of her mischievous side, I would remind her, is International Women's Day. They went to the MAX train, the light rail here in Portland, and added INE to the end of the name, so it was called Maxine for that day to feminize it. Another thing, you know, just her ability to get things done that you wouldn't think anybody could get done includes that she was able to get Cholito into this country. He was born on that garbage dump in Peru. And, you know, it must be amazing amount of paperwork to bring an animal in from another country, but she managed to do it. She, in Yugoslavia, she brought shipping containers full of aid there for women and children. And she had to work with the military, the U.S. military, to make that happen. And she told the woman in the military that they were talking about whether or not gays should be allowed to be in the military. And she said, I don't think they should be in the military. And the woman said, I know you. You don't want anybody to be in the military. And Yvonne would laugh because that's exactly what she meant. She didn't think anybody should be in the military. A funny comment that she made frequently was that, you know, you heard about her marriage to David and her close relationship with her mother-in-law, Pat Hollingsworth. She used to joke that she wished she had married Pat instead. And for those of you who don't know, both their names, Yvonne and Pat, and several other members of the local Wilf, are etched in a Walk of Heroines and in front of the Hoffman Hall at Portland State University. When she was on the board here at Peace and Justice Works, she would joke that of our 5-member board, I was the token man, which is kind of funny because there are a lot of groups where the majority of the, you know, leadership or whatever is male, and I was the only man on the board. So the first clip we're going to see is from one of the very first shows we produced at Flying Focus about the Clothesline Project that Desiree referenced. There's a song that I think is recorded with her and Mary Rose playing at the beginning, and then you'll hear her describe a little bit about the Clothesline Project.
How could anyone ever tell you that you're anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you that you're less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that you're loving? How deeply you're connected to my soul.
Hi, I'm Yvonne, and we're at Peninsula Park at the showing of the clothesline display, which memorializes the violence against women. T-shirts are hung on a clothesline, and women draw on them about the violence that has happened to them, whether it's battering, rape, or incest. And with me is Georgia, Mary Rose, Pat, and Fran Petchek. During this time, you will hear a gong being banged, and that will go every 20 seconds, saying a woman is being battered. Then every 3 minutes, a whistle is blown to say a woman is being raped. And every 20 minutes, a bell is rung. That says that a woman has been murdered.
Yvonne did travel a lot, and she went back to England to join women who are protesting a U.S. spy base there called Menwith Hill. She recorded a program early on about that spy base and then went back again to visit the women's encampment near there. So what you see is a clip from that second show.
Menwith Hill. It's not marked on any of the maps. It's the most secret United States base in Britain. It's the world's largest spy base, and it's getting bigger. It's the hub of the U.S. military planning in the Northern Hemisphere. The Menwith Hill spy base near Harrogate is run by the National Security Agency, NSA, of the United States. It employs around 1,200 staff, mainly American, who are ordered never to mention the NSA and to report all contacts with foreign nationals, and that's the Brits.
You've been listening to a segment about the London-born Portland peace activist and folk singer Yvonne Simmons, who died July 2nd after a nearly decade-long struggle with dementia. Keep an eye out for a follow-up segment celebrating the life and times of Yvonne Simmons while we reflect back on 5 decades of Portland organizing. This has been Desiree Helligers for the Old Mall Variety Hour. We're playing out this segment with Simmons Rose singing the Overflowing Catbox Blues by Jane Robinson.
I've got the nobody loves me, nobody feeds me, overflowing catbox blues. I've grown gaunt from deprivation and want, but cat food I don't deign to take, how gauche. But I could connive to completely revive when you've given me half of your steak, Dunrare. I'll sit here and beg with my claws in your leg until you concede what I'm due. I've got the nobody loves me, nobody feeds me,
overflowing cat box blues. Hey, I don't deserve this lousy door service. I'm always on the wrong side, you know this. Growling and meowing, mewing and yowling works, but it hurts a cat's pride, so I'll just claw and I'll spray till the door rots away and it gives me a hole to pass through. I've got the nobody loves me, nobody feeds me, overflowing cat box blues.